Can you walk us through the numbers and why they're at their current levels?
Sure. The point that the governor was making is that the Florida economy is improving faster than the U.S. economy, as measured by the reduction in the unemployment rate in Florida, which has gone down faster than the unemployment rate in the nation. But all of that is a bit of an overstatement, in that the reason that Florida's unemployment rate has gone down faster than the nation is not because Florida has had stronger job growth. Rather, it's because Florida's labor force has grown much more slowly than the nation, so the supply of labor has not increased as fast as in the nation. Job growth has been the same as the nation, so therefore Florida's unemployment rate has gone down faster.
Is there a way to break that down a little more for us?
Sure. Job growth was about 1.7%. Growth in the labor force in Florida was 0.3%. Job growth in the nation was 1.7%. Labor force growth in the nation was about 1.1%. So the labor force growth in Florida was relatively smaller than the labor force growth in the nation. Both areas had the same rate of job growth. So because Florida's labor force grew more slowly than the nation's, Florida's unemployment rate therefore went down faster.
So people aren't going back to work in Florida?
Not as fast as is the case in the nation, which is very surprising because our population growth has been much stronger than the national average. Housing markets and other metrics of economic growth in Florida have improved, and therefore I would have expected the labor force to be growing faster in Florida than it is at this time.
Any ideas on why that might be happening?
Well, in part, some of the job growth has been retirees that are outside of the labor force, and in part it may be a measurement problem.
Can you explain what you mean by measurement problem?
Yeah, the unemployment rate is measured by a survey, and so when Florida's population growth accelerates, we tend to underestimate the growth in the labor force.
Can you break down the current numbers by job sector?
Yeah, the strongest growth has been in the trade sector, largely driven by gains in population-related areas, automobile dealerships, eating and drinking, grocery stores. Strong growth in the leisure sector, which is very good for Florida and good for Central Florida, driven by gains in attractions and in eating and drinking places. Most sectors grew. Construction was up, finance, real estate. Only manufacturing was down a little bit and government down a little bit.
What about unemployment numbers for Orlando, Hank?
They ticked up a bit, but, you know, again, the most important thing is not the unemployment numbers, although they get a lot of political focus. It's really the job growth. And job growth actually accelerated in the Orlando metropolitan area, even though the unemployment rate went up. The unemployment rate went up because the economy was better and more people looked for work. And so we had a faster growth in the local job situation and in the local supply of labor. And that's why the unemployment rate went up, but job growth went up, and that's more important.
What are the numbers on the job growth?
Well, over 22,700 for job growth in the last 12 months in the Orlando metro area, second only to Tampa Bay. Strong growth in the leisure and attraction area, which is very important for us, because when we have gains in that sector, we tend to have strength in the overall economy. Construction no longer a drag. We're having positive construction growth. A little bit of loss in manufacturing was the only negative sector in Orlando over the last 12 months.
What about the Melbourne area?
I was surprised they had the gains that they had. I mean, they're still suffering somewhat from the sequester now after the loss of the shuttle program, so it's hurt their manufacturing. But job growth was up 1.5% in the Melbourne area. Very strong gains in the population-related trade, services, business and professional services, and that's a good sign.
What do you see for the rest of 2013?
I think the economy is going to get stronger. I think that we're past the worst effect of the sequestration and, of course, the tax increases that happened in January of this year when payroll taxes went up. Well, that's behind us now. And we're getting strength from housing and strength in tourism and trade and other sectors. So I believe that we'll see stronger activity in the nation and therefore significantly stronger activity in the second half here in Florida.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Thanks, Nicole.